You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. And Brian, Shohei Ohtani made his list. He checked it twice, and unfortunately, the Astros didn't make the cut. They're not landing the Japanese Babe Ruth. I'm wondering what you think may have deterred him from joining the club.
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, it'd be fascinating to find out. I mean, if you look at the teams that are left, they all have spring training in Arizona.
Yeah.
Five of them are on the West Coast. I know the Rangers are also on the list, and they're in Texas like the Astros are. But there was some sort of missing link. I'm not sure what it was. I mean, Astros owner Jim Crane told me last week that he was prepared to make a, quote, full court press to try to get Ohtani. They really wanted him. I think they were going to pull out no stops to try to get him, but looks like they weren't even able to get to second base because on Sunday night this list came out where the Astros weren't on it. So, Astros best team in baseball, so it's not like they.
They
obviously could have used him, but it's not like this is going to wreck their offseason.
Okay, I like that. That is a very optimistic and positive of you, and I agree. I think they'll be all right. So let's talk about a little bit of news, because the Astros have been quiet. We talked about this the past couple of weeks. I think they're still enjoying their championship, enjoying what they did for the city of Houston. They've been out and about, man, helping that city still. But Dallas Keuchel, a little bit of news came out about him. He's bound to a boot right now due to a minor foot sprain. It's his left foot, Brian, so it's his landing foot. And he told TMZ that he injured it at the parade, but it sounds like it's not too serious. What do you know?
Yeah, that's the same thing I was told. It wasn't serious. The boot is just a precaution. So it's not even going to affect his off-season workout regimen. So, it's the Astros. So, I guess one of the things about winning the World Series is everything matters and everything is magnified. I mean, if Dallas Keuchel in 2013 had been spotted somewhere with a walking boot, I don't think anyone would have probably recognized him or even really thought much about it. But
now
that he's out in a restaurant in LA, he's on TMZ. I mean, I just think that's where the Astros are right now. It's just that everything is magnified, but it looks like it's all minor and it's really not going to hold him back, I think, for the start of spring training.
All right, that's pretty good news. I like to hear that. So we're gonna take a trip down memory lane. Brian, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, 2011, I remember this year for a couple different reasons, mostly because the Cardinals won the World Series. But other things were happening in other parts of the country. The Astros hired Jeff Luhnow at the end of those meetings, the winter meetings in 2011. But they also got Marwin Gonzalez in the Rule 5 draft right after his hiring. This is a huge moment for the Astros. Take me through what you were doing, how it all came to be.
Yeah, that was an interesting winter meetings because they had an interim, they just had new ownership. Crane had been approved, I think, only a month or two before. They had an interim GM. And so at the winter meetings, their biggest thing they're doing is interviewing GMs. And so there were a few names involved. And I'll never forget it. It was the Wednesday night of the winter meetings. We were in Dallas. It was probably about 10 or 11 o'clock. Somebody tweeted, I think it was somebody who knew Luhnow's brother, something like that, something about congratulations, Jeff Luhnow, new manager, new GM of the Astros. Of course, it started making its rounds, and all of a sudden, 11, 12 at night, we have a news story on our hands. And they ended up announcing it, I think, the next day after the Rule 5 draft. The Astros did take Marwin Gonzalez. So, they traded for Marwin Gonzalez in the Rule 5 draft. So Marwin Gonzalez is officially the first player Luhnow ever acquired. And they thought he would be a utility player, a backup, and now look, he started in left field for the World Series champs. So, that was an interesting winter meetings for sure. The Astros were kind of in flux. They really weren't in a position to go out and spend any money. They, really didn't have a GM, and they hired Luhnow, and 6 years later, they win the World Series. So pretty incredible.
Easy peasy, right?
Oh, yeah, just like they drew it up.
Okay, so speaking of the winter meetings, we are less than a week away right now. I'm going to my first one, Brian, so I'm very excited.
Ooh.
You'll have to help me out.
First one is one you never forget.
Yeah. I've been told to make sure I hydrate and I wear sweaters because it's cold. Can you attest to that?
Yes, and, you know, bring some good walking shoes. There's a lot of walking. You're going to be stuck indoors for 4 days, but...
Chasing down all the stories, right?
That's right. Yeah. You got to walk around and mill around the lobby and see what kind of news you can pick up. But it's a good time. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
I'm very excited. But more importantly, again, we've been talking about this. The Astros don't have a ton of work to do. They're going to bring back the core. But do you anticipate anything more than searching for some left-handed relief pitching, a designated hitter, perhaps a catcher?
Yeah, I mean, I do think they're going to add pitching. It's funny because Jeff Luhnow told me on Friday, he's like, you know, don't get too tied down to left-handed pitching. He's like, we're looking for pitching. But at the end of the day, there's no doubt they need a left-handed pitcher, and I would be shocked if they didn't start spring with another left-handed pitcher. But I think they'll add an arm or two to the bullpen. That's their weakness. And, yeah, I mean, they can use another bat at DH to replace Beltran, someone that can play left field. You know, I mentioned before, Marwin Gonzalez played left field in the World Series in the playoffs, but that's really not what he does. I mean, his strength is moving all around. He's an infielder by trade, so they want him in that role where he's a utility guy who plays every day at different positions, but they could use a guy in Trent to start in left field. So those are the challenges ahead. I mean, I don't think they're going to be in the market for – any of the big names. I know they rolled the dice on Otani, but, you know, the money was so insignificant you could do that. But I don't see them being in the market for any of the big names. They're just trying to fill a couple of gaps, a couple of holes here to try to put them in position to keep contending in the next year.
So it sounds like you're going to have a stress-free winter meetings, Brian.
Well, you know, I always say that, and it ends up being crazy. But it's weird because a year ago at this time, the Astros were done. I mean, they had signed Morton. They had signed Reddick, they had signed Beltran, they had traded for McCann, and we were like, well, you know, what are we going to do at the winter meetings? Twiddle our thumbs, and they ended up not doing a whole lot. But, you know, the trade last year for Verlander was big for them because I think that would have been one of their big offseason goals was getting a starting pitcher, and that's done now. So we'll see. I mean, they still have a few pieces to add, but, you know, the whole time Luno's been the GM, they really have not made a lot of news at the winter meetings. So just when you think you can sit back and relax, something crazy happens. So I'm going to be on my toes for sure.
I probably just jinxed you, so I'm sorry about
that. You
probably
did, yeah. And if you did, I'll come find you and you can share my misery.
There we go. Okay, so on to a couple of lighthearted things. I saw this on Twitter. I know you did too. AJ Hinch and Reed Ryan made a friendly wager of the Alamo Bowl, TCU versus Stanford. What do you know about this mess?
Well, yeah, they're both Reed and AJ are very proud of their universities they attended. Of course, Hinch has a psychology degree from Stanford where he was All-American.
Yeah.
Reed Ryan played baseball at TCU, so those two schools are meeting in San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl, and it looks like there's going to be a little side bet going on. So be interesting to follow up on that in the days leading to and following the game and seeing what it is. But I guarantee you Reed Ryan will be there wearing his purple. I'm not sure about AJ, if he's going to be in town or if he's got other plans. I know he wants to get away at some point, but TCU Stanford is going to be a game with big ramifications in the Astros front office.
Do we know what the wager is?
I think it's a dinner.
Okay.
Because AJ tweeted after he was challenged by Reed, AJ tweeted something along the lines of, well, I'll tell you the restaurant I want you to take me to. Otherwise, he's saying that Stanford's going to win that game. So I'm not so sure. I like TCU over Stanford.
Okay.
You know, Stanford's ranked higher. They're going to be playing in front of a bunch of their fans. Only, a 3-hour drive from Fort Worth to San Antonio. So should be a fun game.
Awesome. I love it. All right, last thing, but definitely not the least. I've heard a lot about Mattress Mack. I obviously am not from Houston, so I don't personally know him. I've never been to his stores, but the Astros are helping him out. He's a staple in Houston. Tell me about this story.
Yeah, anyone that lives in Houston for a while knows about Mattress Mack. I mean, I was a kid, and his commercials were on TV. He was a furniture salesman.
Right.
Had these commercials where he's dressed up in a mattress. He jumps up and down, waves money. We're going to save you money. Has a huge furniture store, north side of Houston. And basically has three of them now. But he's done so much for the community over the years. Always very charitable to holidays, giving away furniture. He's been doing it for decades. And when Hurricane Harvey happened, he sent out a tweet, said, if anyone needs a place to stay, come to our store. We have power. You need to charge your phone, come to our store. He basically just opened his doors. Anyone that wanted to come could actually use their furniture in their showrooms. and stay there as long as they needed. They had food, so forth. But he also, during the year, he had a promotion to where if fans bought at least $3,000 worth of mattresses or bedding, and the Astros won the World Series, they would get a refund. So on Sunday night, he refunded $10 million to Houston area people who bought, who took him up on that offer. And not only did he refund the money, he had free food, free drinks, and he had the Astros out there. A.J. Hinch was there, Correa, Bregman, Evan Gattis. They were all at his store on the north side of Houston, and they were helping him hand out $10 million of refunds, which he said most of it was insured. He got a lot of publicity out of this thing. He's done things like this before, but just a great man in the community and a great supporter of the Astros, and the Astros returned the favor by coming to help him on Sunday.
Shout out to Mattress Mack. That is one of the coolest stories I've ever heard, Brian.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he did one of these on the Super Bowl a few years ago. He's done these promotions on presidential elections, and it's bought him. He's a great businessman. Tip your hat. It's bought him a lot of publicity.
Yeah,
but he does do a lot of great things for the city of Houston. It's not just iWatch. He's very charitable and should be lauded for everything that he does.
All right, awesome. All right, Brian. Well, that's it for this week. Still pretty quiet on the Astros front, which is okay. I know you're okay with that too. So we're going to wait and see what happens at the winter meetings. I'm going to see you there. We're going to chat in person, which I'm so excited about. And maybe we'll have a little bit of breaking news to share as well.
Let's hope so. It's always better at the winter meetings when you're a little busy and when there's nothing going on. So I'll take a little bit of news, but not too much. But I sure look forward to seeing you there, though.
Awesome. All right. I'm Danny Wexelman. This is Brian McTaggart. He covers the Astros for MLB.com. We're going to talk to you guys soon.